Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose and welcome to C'est La Mie. I hope you're doing really well. I hope you've had an amazing week, and wherever you are and whenever point you're listening to this podcast, I hope that you're having a really, really good day. So yeah, this first week post-grad for me was actually super, super good. It's been a while since I've had nothing to do, really, and I had some stuff on my to-do list to do, but I don't have anywhere necessarily I need to go. I don't have anything, really, that I have to do. And so it was really, really good. I enjoyed this week immensely. So let me kind of catch you up, do a recap on what I have been doing. So I told y'all last episode that I had an alumni event, which is really cool. It's the first alumni event that I've ever gone to because I'm now an alumni, or an alum, or alumna, alumnus, you know, whatever. I've heard a lot of variations of that. But yeah, it was super fun. It was a kind of takeover. They call it Takeover Tuesday. And so they take over a specific spot. The Alumni Association does every month. And yeah, so this time it was a really cool local grocery store / market thing that I really enjoy going to anyway. And so we took over the rooftop, and you know, there was food and drinks and just people were talking. That was a super, super fun event, and that really made me want to join the Alumni Association, which I still have yet to do. I need to do it. I've been really planning on it because I do want to kind of keep up with my college. I really enjoyed my time there. And so I just wanted to keep up with them. And then also I want to have kind of a built-in social thing each month. So yeah, that would be really cool to join. So I need to do that. And that was a really fun event. And also, I told you last episode as well, it was my 2-year podcast anniversary, and I said something like I hadn't checked the stats of year 2, and I did after that episode, and it turns out that we more than doubled the downloads for this podcast in year 2, which is really, really cool, very exciting, so thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. What else have I been doing this week? Really just relaxing. I did go shopping one day, like the first day I was off, and then I had to go return something. It didn't quite work out. It was this top, and it was really pretty. It was black, and it had like gold kind of like polka dots, but they were metallic looking, and it was really nice. It was kind of like a gauzy, like nice airy top, but it was way too shiny when I was moving around. I was thinking I would buy it for work, but I didn't end up buying it It was a weird situation. I couldn't go in the dressing room. Some dude was very weird. Like, we got to the dressing room, and he's like, it closes in 10 minutes. And I was like, the store doesn't close till like 8 p.m., and it's like not even 2 o'clock. Like, what? I think it was because he needed to go to his lunch break. Anyway, there are some things that I bought that I didn't get to try on, so I just tried them on at home, and then some stuff didn't work. And that top was one of them. It was cute. My mom's like, you can wear it to a party. And I was like, what party? But no, so I ended up returning that because it was just not worth it. It wouldn't really work for what I wanted to buy it for. So I went shopping that first day, and then the next day I went and returned some stuff and exchanged some different sizes in stuff. Luckily, they had most of what I needed to exchange, so that was good. They had it in a good size. So that was kind of the extent of my going out besides the alumni thing, because I honestly have been going, and I didn't really realize until this week how much I have been just going, how busy I've been. And so this week I basically tried to stay home as much as possible just because I needed to relax. You know, I love going places, and I know I'm going to be going lots of places soon, and that's exciting. Actually, my sisters and I booked everything and also made our little itinerary for our girls' trip later on in like 2 weeks. I'm really excited about this. But yeah, I know I'm going to be going places and having experiences and stuff. But after graduation and after the semester, which has been a crazy semester, I just needed some time for myself. And I got that this week. It was so exciting. And so, a little trivia from this week, my love of Adam Driver has returned full force. I think it was Star Wars Day that really did it, because I kind of reminded myself, hey, Adam Driver's a person that you like. And then I've been just watching a lot of videos of him. Actually, last night I got my family to watch Logan Lucky, which that has Adam Driver and Daniel Craig and Channing Tatum in it. I will not say it's the best movie I've ever watched. It was kind of dumb, but it was so funny. I don't know. I found it funny. Some of my family was like, what the heck did we do? If you've ever watched O Brother, Where Art Thou, it's kind of like that. And I hate O Brother, Where Art Thou. but I thought it was I thought this was funny because I was into more of the actors in this one. I don't know. It was kind of hilarious. So I kind of enjoyed it. It wasn't, I wouldn't watch it again, but I just thought it was funny. It was kind of like these bumbling idiots who are actually very smart, but very kind of interesting. Anyway, so my Adam Driver love has returned and it is great. I enjoy this life. It's very fun. Anyway, also something that is very cool that I don't do a lot is something that I've been doing this week is watching a lot of TV. So I just created, my dad has the Hulu account basically, and that's kind of like the extent, not the extent, but like most of the streaming services we have. I think we have that and Amazon Prime, no Netflix, no other services or anything, because who cares? And so I just created a profile on that, because you can have like up to like 6 profiles, and so I created one for myself, and it's really nice just to like have my own login and stuff. Well, not login, but you know, have my own profile so I can just watch what I want. And I've been watching some TVs. I actually finished 2 series this week, which is really great. I really enjoy like mini series type of things, because you watch them and you're done, you don't have to commit to like full length seasons of stuff. And so I actually didn't start and finish these series. I started The Dropout during finals week, and then I finally finished it. I love Amanda Seyfried, and that was really cool. I didn't know a lot about Elizabeth Holmes at first, and so I ended up watching the series, and it was really, really good. I enjoyed it. I also watched The Girl from Plainville. It was good. It wasn't as good as The Dropout, but it was still okay. It was kind of like sad, I guess, because the entire situation was sad, and so I didn't love it as much, but I did like it. So yeah, I don't know if I would recommend it though. It depends on what you're into, but there's a lot of cussing in it and I don't love that, so just know there's that in there. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. I will say that Elle Fanning's character was like very annoying, especially in the very first part. Oh, I think she's supposed to get on your nerves, but she just really got on my nerves for some reason. Anyway, like very good acting, not gonna like tear anyone down. I'm not trying to do that. But yeah, anyway, Dropout was better in my opinion. But yeah, so all of this to say, I had a really good relaxing week, and that is good because stuff is going to get busier later. As I mentioned, I actually start a full-time job tomorrow. I'm recording on Sunday and I'm starting my full-time job tomorrow, and I will update y'all more on that. That's actually supposed to be my next episode. I just want a week under my belt so that I can talk about it without being like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I can kind of say like, okay, this is what I do a little bit, you know. I think I'm transitioning into a role because someone's gonna leave, and so yeah, it's going to be exciting. I will talk more about that next week, hopefully. And I'm really, really excited about that. So, but today I am talking about post-grad and how to keep growing in life, because this week I kind of realized it is a goal of mine to keep learning even when I'm not in school. And I just kind of came across the realization that it's really interesting, because even when you graduate from school, I realized you never stop growing. And I think that that's something that I always knew. I think everyone kind of knows that logically, like they're just like, duh. But emotionally, when it hits you, you're like, whoa, I'm going to always be learning. This is neat. And so especially going into my job tomorrow, I'm kind of like, yes, I interned with this company before I got a job with them, before I was hired. And so I kind of know like some aspects of it, but I'm totally going to be learning. Like I think it would be weird if I didn't learn stuff, because that would just be like maybe not the right fit. And so it is kind of interesting that even when I'm not in school, I'm never gonna stop learning and I'm never gonna stop growing. So something that kind of sparked this was I was thinking about what I said in one of my past podcast episodes about college, and I think this was maybe when I first started my internships, and I said that I felt like I had one foot in one world, the school world, where I was really comfortable, I knew people, I knew a lot of people, and I felt very at home. And then I had the other foot in this professional world with my internships, where I was the newbie, I'm learning a lot and discovering a bunch of new things and getting to know people, and that's kind of like my new area of life. And I was thinking this over, especially after getting hired, and thinking about how, you know, I'm never gonna stop growing, even if I become, like, even in school, I didn't stop growing, even though I was a senior, and I was like, oh yeah, cool, I've done this before, I belong here, and I know people, and I kind of know the ropes. It doesn't mean that I know everything, and I was still obviously learning, And so I was just thinking about growth and how it's something that we all talk about, and we say it in such like a throwaway tone of like, oh yeah, keep growing. Like life is, you'll never stop growing in life and everything. But if you really ever stop to actually think about it, we literally never stop growing. You know, we're always learning new things. We're always being taught new things. Even when you're like old, you're like an elderly person, you're still learning things. You're discovering new likes and new dislikes, new hobbies, new priorities and everything. And priorities is something that I have been thinking about a lot because when you're in school, your priority really is school, in my opinion, or in my experience, that's what my priority was. I was like, school, gotta get good grades and everything. And then it's kind of like once you graduate, you kind of think, now, what do I actually want for my life? And I'm not saying that I didn't actually want, like, my goal was to graduate. And I created that goal and reached that goal, and that was great. But you kind of think, wow, I've got the rest of my life. There's not like a chapter that I have. Well, I'm sure there will be chapters, but there's not a preset thing. You know, college is typically, you know, 4 or 5 years, you know, 4 years, give or take. And so you kind of know what you're doing for the next 4 years. But when you graduate, it's kind of like this expanse of time that is before you. You know, you can see like, you know, going into your later 20s and then your 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, you don't know what preset goals you have. And obviously you have like distant things like, oh, I want to get married, like kind of abstract, or like I want to date, or I want a job, or I want to do this. And it's all kind of abstract. And then when you graduate, you're kind of like, whoa, this stuff, like it could be possible pretty soon. I don't know. But it's just kind of interesting to think about, what are my priorities now with school being done? You know, I don't have the next, like, I mean, obviously my job is the next big thing for me, but I'm not necessarily like, I don't know. It's not like I'm going to be done with this 4 years. Like, I don't know, you know, I could be there here forever. I don't know. Hey y'all, it's sponsor time. This episode is sponsored by Athletic Greens. You know how you always want to eat more vegetables and get more nutrients, but have a hard time doing it? Well, I was recently introduced to Athletic Greens, and they make health and nutrition really, really easy. I know I personally don't have a lot of time to track how many vegetables I've had in a day, and with AG1, you don't have to. It has a mild tropical taste that you will actually look forward to each morning, and it takes the guesswork out of health. So, what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and also helps with aging. I love how easy it is. You just do one scoop and then you're ready to go. I also love how it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, AG1 has got you covered. You don't have to worry, and it's kind of a one-size-fits-all solution. Also, it costs you less than $3 a day, so you are investing in your health, and it's cheaper than any sort of coffee or cold brew habit you might have, no judgment, but it's cheaper than that, and it helps with your health. It has also been recommended by professional athletes, so you know that this stuff works. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership of your health and to pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All of that will be linked down below. And so I was thinking that I don't think that I'll ever be in a situation where I'm not new at something. And I kind of want to keep it that way because I've seen how much you can grow when you're being introduced to something new, you know? I used to want to be the expert at all times, always be the smartest person in the room, the most accomplished, or the person who totally knows what they're doing. And I still want to be in situations where I feel like I know a lot about what's going on and how to do stuff. I don't want to be completely like, I have no clue at all, because that scares me. But I do want to have like a little bit of a clue, but also be able to ask questions and, you know, whatever. And so I feel like there are certain areas in my life where I want to be knowledgeable and kind of not so green at certain things. But then I also want to have areas in my life where I'm learning things. I have been, you know, thinking about school, obviously, and how I'm not planning on going to grad school. So I'm kind of not ever going to be in that classroom setting anymore. But, you know, that quote in New Romantics by Taylor Swift, life is just a classroom. And also that's just a phrase, but, you know, we're always going to tie it back to Taylor. I kind of want to keep the life is just a classroom mentality. I want to keep it that way. You know, I want to keep learning and keep figuring things out and obtaining new skills and discovering new opportunities. And I think that sometimes it's uncomfortable, especially when you want to be kind of all-knowing or come off as like understanding something, especially when you are aware that you're new at something. You kind of like want to overcompensate and be like, no, I know what I'm doing, you know? And so I think most of the time you learn a lot by being taught things you don't know, and also by kind of being open and being like, yeah, I'm new. And honestly, every internship I've ever had has been a situation where I can learn and has been a situation where people know that I'm new. They're not going to treat me like the senior whoever that, you know, has been there for 10 years. They know that I'm new and they know that it's time to learn, you know, and it's good. And, you know, I feel like sometimes people think when they get out of college or when they, you know, are done with a certain phase of life that they think, okay, people don't expect me to still be learning. No, I expect everyone to still kind of be learning at some points. Obviously, when you're just entering the workforce, you're going to be more green and more, like you're going to have more learning to do than someone who's been in the industry for, you know, 10, 12, 15 years, something like that. And people will expect that. And even when people don't expect it, everyone expects for themselves to not know everything. And so then I think by default, everyone expects that there will be some things that other people don't know. I kind of touched on this earlier, but I also think that it's really important for people to be honest and open. And of course, you don't want to just be like, hey, I don't know anything. But to be honest and open and just say like, yeah, I'm learning and it's good and whatever, but also try their best to learn. Because I think when people, it can get to be a line where some people are like, oh yeah, I'm new, I'm learning, woohoo. And then they'll kind of like excuse the fact that they're not progressing by saying, oh, I'm new, you know, like, no, you should have picked up some skills by now. And then other people will be like, oh no, I know how to do that. And then they'll try and figure it out. And then sometimes they'll end up figuring it out themselves. And then sometimes they like end up not being able to figure it out and then having to come back and be like, I actually lied. So I just want to encourage you, whatever stage of life you're in, even when you're a senior in college, you think, yeah, like there's no learning to do, like, of course I'll be like in my classes and stuff, and I'm just getting this stuff done and I'm not gonna learn anything outside of classes. College has offered me all it can. Yeah, no, that's not true. So whatever specific stage of life that you're in, I want to encourage you to keep learning, keep growing, and just kind of have a curiosity about life. And I think sometimes you get into ruts where you're like, oh, same old, I know everything, or, you know, this is just like, it has nothing to offer me. And sometimes that might be true, you know, you might have outgrown certain places or people or whatever. But just in general, just, I think that this episode is kind of also stemming from just my excitement about life and just being like, ah, I've got like all this new stuff to do. And, you know, I have like dreams and goals and whatever. And sometimes like entering a new phase of life, you kind of realize that. And I realized that in college, I did, especially like my senior year. But also it's just kind of like a really gratifying thing of having this big milestone accomplished, and you're like, whoa, I can do the rest of this stuff. I can meet a dude, I can get married, I can start family, I can start a new job, I can do, you know, any of this stuff. And it's just kind of interesting because I feel like when you accomplish something, sometimes your desires and your just like optimism about life is reawakened. And when you're going into new things, it's really exciting and stuff. And I know that you can't always be like, you can't always feel that way, but I want to strive to feel this way as much as I can. I want to be excited about what life has to offer. I want to be excited about my trajectory in life. And yeah, sometimes stuff gets dull, boring, and just kind of routine. But I always want to have something that I'm looking forward to. I always want to have an experience that I'm really excited about doing. And, you know, stuff I want to learn and stuff, new things, you know? And so, yeah, if you are feeling stuck right now, like, try and find something that you're excited about doing or that you want to try. Like, you don't mind being new at stuff. I feel like when you get to be my age, I sound so weird, when you get to be my age, no, I'm like 22, who cares? But, you know, when you get to be 22, you're in this weird situation where you are new at things. You know, I'm entering the workforce, and so I'm going to be new at that. But then you also sometimes like you've accomplished a lot in your life. You know, I've graduated high school, I've graduated college, you know, I've done this, I've done that, whatever. I've improved my skills at certain things. And you kind of feel like, oh, the time to have done, picked up new hobbies or, you know, learned new things was, you know, a while ago when you were in middle school or even high school or something. But you're like, I can't do that now. Like, I am who I am and I can't learn new things. Well, you should always be learning new things. You know, if you want to do a hobby or something that you don't know anything about, but you're like, I've always wanted to do this, or I want to do this now, so I'm gonna pick it up and do it. I really think that that's great. I feel like that is a way that helps you be more childlike. It helps you have more excitement about the world. And hobbies, literally, I think I might have done an episode about this. If not, I've definitely mentioned it on the podcast. Hobbies are underrated, and you really do need hobbies to survive. You need hobbies just to like live life and feel accomplished and have something that is not pressurized, you know? I don't play guitar so much anymore, but I might be picking it back up soon. I don't know, because it's not something that I need to excel at. It's not something that I need to make money from. It's just something that is fun and fulfilling. And so just having stuff like that is just really exciting, and it makes the world, you know, a better, brighter place for you to live in. It makes your world better. I don't know how I got talking about hobbies, but you know, the point is keep growing, keep learning, keep being curious and being excitable and, you know, having this good attitude, you know, keep being optimistic. I honestly feel like that's how you kind of excel in life and how you kind of enjoy it into, you know, a point of time that might become routine. And, you know, I'm feeling this newfound freedom of like, I don't have school. Oh my gosh, this is exciting. I'm gonna go here. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And just looking ahead, I'm like, I could easily just get into a routine, which I love routine. Don't get me wrong, I love routine. But I could get into this routine where I'm just like, life is just, you know, I do this and then I do that and then I do that, and there's no variations, there's nothing specifically exciting going on. And so I want to continue to encourage myself to learn and to be able to learn like at work and create opportunities for me to learn at home and learn just in my community and stuff like that. So anyway, I hope that this episode encouraged you and made you think and kind of let you know that, you know, life can be really exciting if you make it exciting, and encourage you to keep growing, keep learning, all of that. So if you love this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave me a rating or review. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.